Hello once again, and welcome to our program. We're here with this series on the last mile of the way. Again, Paul the Apostle said in Acts 20:24, that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord. Now, we've said many times in this series, if you know Christ as your Savior, you have received a ministry from the Lord. You might be a grandmother, a grandfather, an uncle, an aunt, a teenager. You might be a pastor. You might be an electrician. Whatever we are, we're in this world to do something for the Lord. And so Paul, facing a lot of persecution, said in Acts 20 that I might finish my course with joy. Later he said, I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Now, if that's going to be a reality in our lives, we need to make this our sincere prayer. Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray. Whate'er seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer each day. Let's stop what we're doing here and let's honestly make this our prayer to the Lord today. Teach me thy will, O Lord.
Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray. Whate'er seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer each day. Teach me thy wondrous grace, boundless and free. Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me. Heal thou sin's every smart, dwell thou within my heart. Grant that I never part, Savior, from thee. Teach me by pain thy power, teach me by love, teach me to know each hour thou art above. Teach me as seems best, in thee to find sweet rest, leaning upon thy breast, all doubt remove. Teach thou my lips to sing, my heart to praise. Dear Savior nigh, teach me to live, to die, saved by thy grace.
We're going to look in a little book Book of Jude at the Christian building program, especially in a day of apostasy like we're living in today. Building is the process of developing something, and in this situation we're talking about developing our faith. So a process is a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. We're not going to build our faith unless we have a series of actions or steps that we take in order to do that. Then a program is the plan for developing our faith, and a plan is a detailed proposal for doing or achieving something, and in this case we want to build our faith. Jude said, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. The word building is in the Bible 37 times, built 162 times, buildeth another 9, and built 170 times. The Bible talks about building. Here he's talking about building up yourselves on your most holy faith. We have a great story in Nehemiah about this. We read in Nehemiah 2:20, he said, they said, the people said, we, his servants, will arise and build. It wasn't just Nehemiah, it was the people. First of all, they said, we will arise. If you're going to study the Word of God, turn your alarm clock back an hour or two and get up, arise, and build. We have to have a process of getting this done. In the story in Nehemiah, we read, so built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together under the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. And so Jude says, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. And once again, the context has to do with an age of apostasy like we're living in today. And today it's a case of either faith or fear. There's a lot of fear-mongering going on. You turn on the news and you listen to it, you can have some fear. Or, for the Christian, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. They're going to build on fear, or we're going to build up faith, one or the other. And so we need to, as Christians, face the future, or we're going to fear the future. Depends on what we do. Now, there's some serious days ahead, some very serious days ahead. Now, serious, the word means situation or situations demanding immediate attention. So as we look at the future, what about the economy? Well, you know, the Word of God says, according to the book of Revelation, the Antichrist is going to come on the scene here, and he's going to come and help fix the economy. Well, the economy has to go bad if the Antichrist is going to come along and say, let's fix it. So as far as the economy is concerned, the Lord's doing what he wants to do here. What about the virus? Is it going to get worse? Well, read the book of Revelation. It's going to get a lot worse. What about this vaccine? What should we be doing with this vaccine? Should we be doing anything with it? What about our freedoms? A freedom is the right to act or speak as one wants without hindrance or restraint. Now, the government is taking control. They have... They're going to hinder what you do in your homes, in churches, in our business, and as we travel. Government controls. But it's all part of what was prophesied 2,000 years ago. So the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The phrase fear not is in the Bible 331 times. Psalm 34, David said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. It doesn't say he delivered him from all his troubles. He delivered him from fearing about what might be in the days ahead as he faced the future. He said in Psalm 56:11, in God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. We need to conquer the fear thing. The Bible says, fear not. But unless we're going to build up ourselves on our faith, we're going to have a problem with that. So it's either building up yourself on your most holy faith, it's faith, or it's fear. Now, one of the problems we have today is being spoon-fed. It says, building up yourselves on your faith. To be spoon-fed is to provide someone with information that they do not have to think for themselves. You should not just listen to anything I say on this program without searching the scriptures daily to see if these things be so. And don't misunderstand me. God has given us people to help us through these situations and to teach us what the Bible says. But what we need to do is take that information and build up yourselves. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That word workman is the same word that has been translated labor in 1 Timothy 5:17, when the Bible refers to those who labor in the word and in doctrine. Now, one of the things about laborers, Jesus said the laborers went out early in the morning. You look at all the heroes in the Bible, the people we like to think about, and somewhere you will read they rose up early in the morning and got with the Lord. Jesus also said the laborers are few. So building up yourselves on your most holy faith. How do we do that? Well, in 2 Peter 1:10, the Bible says, if you do these things, you shall never fall. So in that portion of scripture, he said, and beside this, giving all diligence, not a little bit of diligence, all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Now there's a building program. We need to get in the building program. Maybe set your alarm clock back 3 hours. A lot of work here. Now look what it says in verse 8. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We've been singing this little prayer, teach me thy will, teach me thy way. Here it is, right here. If these things be in you. He said, add to your faith. He said, if these things be in you, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now here's the big word in the Bible, if these things be in. Now they're not going to be in us if we're not going to be workmen. If we're not going to get alone with the Lord and say, Lord, how am I doing here in my virtue department? So building up ourselves on our most holy faith, building is a process of constructing something. To construct is to form principles by bringing together various concepts over a period of time. The process of developing something. To develop is to grow more and become more mature. So building our faith. Habakkuk 2:4 says, the just shall live by his faith. Building up your most holy faith, the just shall live by his faith. Now, you get in the Bible, Jesus talked, quote, little faith. In Matthew 6, he's with a few disciples up on a mountain. He says, what is your life? What you shall eat, what you shall drink. There's no doubt he's laying out the program for the next 3.5 years. You're going to be concerned about what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink or what you're going to wear? He said, behold, the fowls of the air, your heavenly Father feeds them. Consider the lilies, he said. Even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe thee, O ye of little faith? Who is he talking to here with little faith? The remnant. Again, let's not get the idea that because we're part of the remnant that we think we have arrived. In Matthew 8, they're in the boat. There's a great tempest. The ship is covered with the waves. They awoke him. Lord, save us, we perish. He said, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Who is he talking to here? The remnant. In Matthew 14:31, Peter jumped out of the boat, walked on the water, but it says he saw the wind boisterous. Now you can't see the wind, you can only see the effects of the wind. We can't see hate. We can only see the effects of hate. We can't see fear. We can only see the effects of fear. What was he? He was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, Lord, save me. Well, he took his eyes off the Lord. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Who's he talking to here? Peter, part of the inner circle, part of the remnant. Then in Matthew 16, we have the story here where Jesus was telling them to take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They didn't understand what he was talking about. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have taken no bread. And when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves? Because ye have brought no bread. Do ye not understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets ye took up? There's that little word, remember. We've looked at that quite a bit in Colossians and here in the book of Jude. Remember. But he says, O ye of little faith. Why? Because they're reasoning among themselves. Why don't they talk to the Lord? He's got all the answers. I think we do the same thing. We look at this situation that we're in today, and what do we do about this COVID thing, and do we have meetings, and what about the government, and so on, and we reason among ourselves. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. Why don't we deal with him? Well, remember, he said, O ye of little faith. Who is he talking to? The remnant. In Luke chapter 12, once again, he said, if then God so clothes the grass which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? It was the remnant. And so in the Word of God, we find the phrase, the faith, 43 times, your faith, 24 times, and your most holy faith in the book of Jude, one time. Now, adding to our faith. Faith is the foundation. And in 2 Peter, he said, give all diligence to add to your faith. Now, we have an example of that in Nehemiah chapter 4. So we built the wall. So built we the wall. And all the wall was joined together under the half thereof. For the people had a mind to work. They got to work. They got a plan. They got a process. And they got to work. Now, with our building up our faith, we have the foundation of faith, and then we need to lay this block of virtue, and then knowledge, and then temperance, and then patience, and then godliness, and then brotherly kindness, and then charity. There's a study. Now, we could take one of those a week and say, what do you mean when you say about virtue? What do you mean about knowledge, temperance, and so on? I put this chart together here, and it might help. It's talking about faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, and brotherly kindness. That has to do with salvation, standards, studying, self-control, suffering, sanctification, service, and sacrifice. Here's some scriptures you could take. Use this chart if it'll help, and take a week on each one, take a day on each one. At least build up yourselves in your most holy faith. And so building up yourselves, keeping yourselves in the love of God. There's a lot of phrases in the Bible about yourselves. Submit yourselves 7 times. Humble yourselves 3 times. Yield yourselves 3 times. Examine yourselves. Arm yourselves. Submitting yourselves. Withdraw yourselves. Now, there's a study. What's he mean when he's talking about yourself? Well, the Bible says very plainly that we are a spirit and a soul and a body. The soul is the mind, the will, and the emotions. And so when it talks here about submitting yourself, it's talking about submitting your mind, your will, and your emotion. Yield your mind, your will, and your emotions, and so on. Now, the Bible is very plain that the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit. The Holy Spirit and the Word of God are always in true and total complete harmony. And so when Jesus said when he has come, the Holy Spirit, he will guide you into all truth. He'll guide us into all truth as to what we need to do concerning our mind, our will, and our emotions, how we can humble ourselves, examine ourselves, submit ourselves, and so on. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly. I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, the Holy Spirit does not deal with our soul. The Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit. In turn, our spirit should dictate to our mind, our will, and our emotions as to how we're going to handle things today. So once again, make this your sincere, honest prayer. Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way.
Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray. Whatever seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer each day. Teach me thy wondrous grace, boundless and free. Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me. Heal thou sin's every smart. Dwell thou within my heart. Grant that I never part. Savior, from thee. Teach me by pain thy power, teach me by love, teach me to know each hour thou art above. Teach me as seems best in thee to find sweet rest, leaning upon thy breast, all doubt remove. Teach thou my lips to sing, my heart to pray. Cry, be thou, dear Savior.